This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
So, earlier in the show, we were talking about press freedom. The Press Freedom Index is back out. The 2017 release, which I presume is getting numbers from 2016, and or getting its data from that year. And it was Reporters Without Borders. Mark, you had shared that with us, that the United States dropping on the list to number 43 from number 41. Not a huge drop, but also not a place you want to be on the list of press freedoms.
Right. You want to be moving up.
Right.
Press freedoms if you're a country that purports to be home of the free. And land of the free, home of the brave, right?
And people would presume that the United States would be much higher up on the list, but we're not. And this country, the U.S., has not been high up on that list in the time that we've been reporting on it. It has not been good. And, of course, the Obama and Trump administrations and Bush administrations did nothing to help. They, you know, went after whistleblowers. Trump hasn't had the chance to do that yet, but give him time. You know, they cracked down. There were governments, not just whistleblowers that were cracked down on, but there were also U.S. federal government, and I believe some state governments went after reporters, trying to imprison them and actually imprisoning them in order to pressure them, squeeze them into revealing who their sources were. That's happened just within the last several years here in the U.S. So it's a huge problem, and as you pointed out earlier on the show tonight, Mark, the U.S. media is just ignoring this report.
Right. It's just they're basically silent on it. I mean, I'm surprised.
Huffington Post mentioned it in an article, but that's it. That's
but they
all.
Did it. They did it as a political thing against Trump.
Against
what
Trump.
A surprise.
Yeah.
A lefty organization goes against Trump. I'm sure they didn't spend a heck of a lot of time talking about it, you know, trying to vilify Obama when the U.S. was sliding down the charts when he was in office.
Right. So, and then you'd mentioned the raid here on the Free Talk Live studios after I had said, well, you know, at least we're free to talk about this stuff. We're still free to have our opinions on the air and, you know, express them. And it's true. We are. You know, they haven't shut down the Genesis Communications Network yet. They haven't raided the radio stations that air this show. So it could be a lot worse, but things aren't getting better. That's the problem. And you brought up the fact that the FBI raided these studios over a year ago now. It was
right.
March 21st, I believe, 2016, when I was awoken at 6 in the morning by a pounding on the front door here.
Right. And I would never ask anybody to believe some kind of conspiracy theory, but I do think it's worth looking at the facts and all the facts. So 1 month prior to this raid, I went on the air and I excoriated the FBI for acting unprofessionally at the Oregon standoff that was going on at
The Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge.
That one, right? I felt like
they shot a man to death.
I watched the video for this, and when they looked like they were trying to shoot other people. They were just trying to goad these last holdouts into doing something stupid so that they could gun them down in some kind of blaze of glory. That's what it looked like, and I was watching on live video.
Those people were all exonerated, by the way, by a jury.
Those folks?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. A week, that was a month before the raid. A week before the raid, Free Talk Live reported on a story. Now, this story didn't get much traction, and it hasn't had much traction. But that story revealed that the Federal Bureau of Investigations and the people that work for the Federal Bureau of Investigations had become, for a period of time in the March of 2015, the largest distributor of child porn in the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that one more time. Your government was the largest distributor of child pornography in the world. That's my understanding.
So.
What's that?
Say it ain't so.
Oh, it's
the truth.
They
would never do that.
They took over websites. They admitted it.
Yeah, that was part of their plot. They took over. Actually, it turns out they took over multiple websites. So, I don't know if we ever talked about that story, but I've been following the headlines of this ever since in detail. And not only did they take over one website, they took over like 24 different darknet child pornography websites and ran those from their own server, depositing what was called an NIT, a network investigative technique, that's their terminology, their euphemism for a hacking tool, onto people's computers using some sort of flaw allegedly in the Tor browser. I don't think anyone's ever figured out what that flaw is yet, because the FBI will not reveal it. In fact, by the way, for those that haven't been following the case, what happened was they put this hacking tool on 1,300, I believe it was, different computers all around the globe. That tool gathered certain information about the computer with their IP address, the computer's, operating system, and, identifying information that they could use in a raid to say, oh, you have this computer that accessed this website, so therefore we believe that you were the person using the computer, that kind of thing. And so they came in here and they stole like 50 plus various different devices, computers, flash drives, anything that could possibly store something on it. They took it all away. Thankfully, our listeners stepped up with $5,000. Virgil Vaduva from Cell 411 put a fundraiser together, and like within 24 hours, we had $5,000 that I used to rebuild a bunch of computers. Got LRN.fm back on the air like a day later. And because for whatever reason, they left some hard drives here that had our operating, that had our automation system on them. So
right. I think the strangest, if you want to talk about strange occurrences, and I'm sorry, I try not to be conspiratorial and jump to conclusions, but when they go into a computer and they pull one hard drive out of that computer
out of four
and then leave three more in there, you can't expect me to believe that this is an investigation.
It was strange. They also left a book full of video games, like burned video games.
Right. So you could have had anything on those.
It could have been anything on
right,
those.
Right. Anything
discs.
On the burned discs.
Yeah.
It burned anything on them. Yeah. They left a book full of them, meaning
like 120 CD
gigabytes and gigabytes of data that could have been anything.
Right.
So if an FBI agent walked into my home, picked up one electronic device, and said, "Hey, I'm here to investigate child pornography. I'm going to take this one device. I have everything I need." That's going to tell me that either A, they have extraordinarily specific information,
which they should have had, specific details as to what this computer was, and
But then why'd they take 60 items?
That's a good question.
From a bunch of different people.
Yeah,
right. They
don't make sense.
They don't know anything. They named you, but it's I don't understand that entirely. The house doesn't belong to you.
It did at one time, though.
It did at one time, so they could have decided that. Anyway, so they're just acting very strangely. It seems like they're either A, just trying to send the message, "Hey, you, shut up," or they're trying to send the message that we can put whatever we want on your devices, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because if they needed to investigate, they should have taken every electronic device. And
I agree.
I want to know. I really do want to know. Has our computer connection been used to download child pornography? I want to know when. I want to know who did it. I want to know all this information, because I've got to tell you.
Well, they claim that it was done during the 2-week time frame that they were running one of those porn sites.
3 weeks, as I understand it.
Whatever.
So then, at that time, more than 100 people had access to that particular connection.
Maybe.
So why was your name,
certainly
listed there?
Certainly does, yeah.
And, I've just got a bunch of questions about this.
Well, they're not going to answer your questions.
I don't think they're ever going to answer these questions.
They don't want to take this to court because...
No, because, well, this is really important. So this is the New Hampshire Press, as a matter of fact, Nationwide Industry Press, all brought this to bear on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
We lost stations over this.
We lost our local station.
We lost stations and advertisers over this, and... We're never going to get we didn't find anything or whatever out of these people.
Well, in theory, they should at some point return the stuff, although it's been more than a year.
They may return the stuff, but still, that's not an exoneration.
No, that's true.
It might be a minor admission, but it's not much. I had somebody ask me about it just last week.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, some of the latest news on that whole case, because it wasn't just affecting Free Talk Live. They went after hundreds of people in this case, and there's an interesting story coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
today. So, you know, congratulations to Bitcoin for that. I'm obviously a big Bitcoin fan. I love to see Bitcoin succeed. Unfortunately, there is a civil war going on behind the scenes of Bitcoin. So while it's great that Bitcoin itself, the price is doing well, its market dominance, on the other hand, is not. The Bitcoin has, it used to be like a market dominance of 95% just several months ago, I believe. And now it's 66.6%. Lowest point I've seen it.
A lot of altcoins are coming up.
How many altcoins is there? I was looking at that chart,
and I
got to like 640,
yeah.
And I just got sick of flipping through it. You know, right. There's so many altcoins.
There's probably close to 1,000, because they don't all get listed on the charts.
And I didn't see, I couldn't find anywhere in that chart where it said how many there were. But yeah, there's, I mean, the competition is vast, and unless Bitcoin gets something figured out.
They have got to get their act in gear, because, like you said, there's these other cryptos that are going to try to eat Bitcoin's lunch, and there's some pretty heavy competition out there. In fact, right now, if you go to coincap.io, you can see that the total amount of exchange volume, the amount of dollar, you know, shown in dollars, the total amount of Bitcoins exchanged in the last 24 hours, 324 million. The total amount value of altcoins in the last 24 hours, 345 million. That's not a good thing for Bitcoin, at least. I mean, it's great. Crypto's alive and well, right? Like, there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. There's a lot of money in these marketplaces. And, but Bitcoin used to have the lion's share of it. Now, it barely has a cub's share of it. I mean, it's really taken a hit as far as the overall dominance in the marketplace. Even though right now it is at a record high, it crossed over $1,300 per Bitcoin today. If you want to,
it's also worth pointing out that you're pointing out excellent points, but Bitcoin has market dominance in the sense of penetration. There's a huge amount of businesses and companies that take Bitcoin. There are far fewer.
Nobody takes the other ones.
The other ones, yeah. At this point, yeah.
Yeah. But that's going to change.
It is.
Especially as the Bitcoin fees continue to be ridiculous. And they are ridiculous.
They're not so bad at this moment, right?
Oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. You can't send a Bitcoin transaction mark for less than 30 cents.
Okay.
You can't. And that's that's the cheap way of sending the transaction. I sent some Bitcoins into local Bitcoin the other day. It cost me more than a dollar. In fact, earlier today, I spent $3 to send some Bitcoins, several, mind you, into local Bitcoin. But it's crazy. That transaction 2 years ago or a year ago would have cost me 5 cents. So it's getting out of control. And the worse the fees get, the more the competition is going to be attractive to other people out there. So anyway, if you want to learn more about the latest with Bitcoin, you can go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got some great information there, and the people over at bitcoin.com love Bitcoin. They want to see Bitcoin succeed on into the future. Right now, Bitcoin, again, price is doing great. It's about $1,286 as we're speaking right now, according to coincap.io. But go learn more over at bitcoin.com as we continue here. Let's see if we can get Abel on the line, Bad Slave, as he's calling himself. Bad Slave in New Hampshire, you're on Skype.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing, Mark, Jay?
Hey, all's well. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I've been reading here from Red Pill Politics. I'm changing the subject. I think this is even more critical than the other thing. I did want to say that other than Uber and Lyft, there's a new one coming on called Driving with Wise.
Okay.
That I signed up for on Facebook. I don't know much detail about it. And then there's Cell 411 for someone that wants to come here and still be a traveler with guests.
Gotcha.
Anyway, the Red Pill Politics thing is what's it called? The me get to the article there.
Is this the state representative who got outed recently?
The Daily Beast. Is that a left-leaning publication?
I don't know.
No, I've come across it a few times, but not often. And this article is way left-leaning. I mean,
you're referring to, I believe it was on the front page of freetalklive.com. I think it might still be. I know it was there yesterday. Are you referring to the story about a state representative here in New Hampshire who got outed by this article that you're referring to as the creator of this red pill thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the front page right now over at freetalklive.com. It's probably about five down, submitted by folk_anarchist. Did you guys hear about this? Did you guys in the studio?
Red Pill Politics is something that was a show that my friend Dave Kopasz is doing. In fact, he calls it Red Pill Politics with Dave Kopasz.
Right, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay, because I know you know.
The Red Pill. This is the Red Pill. And it's a Reddit thread that... it's kind of a men's group.
It's like a men's rights.
Right. They're bitching about women and they're, you know, hey, there's some valid issues out there. Tom Woods has an article out there that people ought to look at, or actually a podcast of a woman who was going to go after the bad men out there. And she actually switched over and made a huge point of, you know, how the courts and the, you know, with the help of women are really destroying many, many men's lives. Tom Woods is not going to be somebody that's going to be touting, misogynistic crap out there.
Well, by the way, our co-host Johnson Rice had brought this in last night as one of his items of show prep, and I said, this is just too long, because the article that's linked over at what you're saying, I think was the Daily Beast, it's a detailed piece that gets into exactly how they figured this guy out. So it's apparently a New Hampshire state representative who was the founder of this Red Pill Forum that had, because I read the article after the show just to see, you know, what is this about? It's New Hampshire, kind of interesting. This guy created this Red Pill Reddit, and it is incredibly popular. Apparently, it's got like 200,000 subscribers. I mean, that's huge. Free Talk Live's Reddit has 500 something. So, I mean, this is tremendously popular. And the guy did apparently a terrible job at obscuring who he was. He was trying to use like fake names or whatever, but you know, the internet, they figured it out.
If you pursue it, it's probably going to be hard for anybody that isn't some kind of a super sleuth. There are people out there that won't even fire up a computer, with a hard drive. They just put in.
They're super paranoid for a good reason. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free and join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Let's say you want to save 20% on your purchases at Amazon. Mark, how would one go about doing that?
Well, you can save even more than 20% on your purchases at Amazon if you go to saveatpurse.com. So what it is it's a site where you sign up for an account, and please go ahead and do that right now, even if you don't have Bitcoin, because you're going to need Bitcoin to make this happen.
Yep.
You get that account, you fund it with Bitcoin, and then you use it to work with another person who has Amazon credits in order to get these discounts between 20% and 33%.
It's between 5% and 33%. But
yeah, you can do it immediately and save 5%. Yeah. If you're willing to wait a day or two, you'll probably save 25%. If you're willing to wait a week, you'll probably save 30%.
It's hard, but you can do it.
You can.
It's possible.
You know, I mean, it depends on how badly you need something.
It's so easy to get 20% off, though. I mean, just across the board, within a few hours of placing the order. That's been my experience.
And 20% off, I mean, you can't get that very easily at these stores. Amazon has great prices, generally, on pretty much everything, and they have pretty much everything you need to live life, except for maybe fresh vegetables, and you can't pay your mortgage through them yet, but, you know, just about everything else, they've got it covered, right?
Right.
The things you need for life, they've got them. I can't think of what you can't get besides sort of fresh vegetables and fruits.
Yeah.
But that's about it. It's saveatpurse.com.
I just saved 30% on
30%.
Some stuff. And I'm trying
to look
on. How long
did it take? How long?
Well, I'm trying to look on here, and I'm not showing how long it took. Well, actually, I guess I could do a little math.
Just shot in the dark. Do you remember when?
I think it was like 2 days.
That's pretty good. That's fast. So it's amazing, and it does work well. And by the way, Mark, you mentioned you need to have Bitcoin. That's actually partially true. You can also have other altcoins. This is one of the ways you can use those other altcoins, is because they've got a shapeshift, shapeshift.io built into Purse.
Oh.
So if you've got Dash or you've got, you know, one of the other major altcoins, you can use those too.
There's a little percentage on it, I imagine.
I suspect. I've never tried that, but I've been told that it exists. So anyway, save at Purse. SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to Sarah. She is in New Mexico. And Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. It was announced that, you know, Michael Bloomberg, wasn't he the mayor of New York?
He was.
Yeah, well, he's actually giving $400,000 of his own money to help Santa Fe pass the sugar tax.
Oh, gross.
So, now, I'm just completely shocked. But it's his own
I'm not.
Money,
he's a total arch statist.
Right, he hates guns and sugar.
They put the soda tax in under his watch, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sarah. I'm sorry.
Well, the thing about it was that it's towards the commercials. There's a they run their commercials to keep the tax off of it. I heard a bunch of commercials that how it's going to cost so much, you know, it's going to all that. That's all paid by the soda pop companies.
Sure,
so
that's right.
So he's actually combating those commercials with his own money.
Okay.
But I'm amazed that he got involved with Santa Fe politics.
Wait, I thought you hated rich people.
No, because you know something? He's a Republican. I don't like all of his politics. I thought he was told about bad things, except that he was against the golf size and the whole soda thing, and I just thought that he was right on that issue. And it's kind of peculiar that he's involved to pass this.
But haven't you attacked rich people on the air here before? I mean, haven't you, you know, been kind of anti-rich?
Well, maybe if they're Democrats.
Right, the billionaire capitalist. You know, but the thing about
he's a billionaire, right? Michael Bloomberg is a billionaire. That's why he can afford to just, you know, throw $400,000 something, right?
Well, you know, the thing about it is
people that agree with you?
The thing about it is that I'm just saying that he might be. I'm not saying that he's a good person as a total person, but he's done one thing that I do support.
So what you're saying is it is possible for rich people to do things that you support.
Right. Because I'm surprised that he's not backed via. Most rich people are backed by, like, the insulin and soda pop companies. He's an odd case because he's actually about keeping the kids slim and reducing diabetes.
No. He's about giving the government money.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. We know that, you know, people have to work in order for you to get the benefits that you get that you manage to live off of without working. So what is going to happen if this tax, and it's going to, right? This tax is going to push down soda sales, and when soda sales are pushed down, people are going to lose their jobs. Some people will lose their jobs in distributorships, some people will lose their jobs in manufacturing, but people are going to lose jobs. Is that what you want?
But you know what? There's no guarantee. This is a vote to the public, May 2nd. The public is, and then it's so easy to persuade.
But you say you support it. I don't care whether it passes or not, Sarah. You said you supported it. Communists usually support workers. Workers make sugary sodas. You don't support sugary sodas. You've got a real problem here where you're like, I want to dictate to you how you eat, and I want workers to have good lives, but you're trying to take the jobs of workers.
Farmers grow sugar.
Well, yeah. Think about it. You know, there's plenty of jobs, opportunities that could arise.
Why don't you take one of them?
Well, here's something you don't... Anyway, but I just think it sucks
that you're trying to take people's jobs, Sarah. I mean, seriously, you want to take people's jobs, and you're sitting there without one. You advertise the fact that you don't have one, and it sounds really sanctimonious to me to say, I'm a communist, I support workers, and then you're trying to take people's workers' jobs. It's crappy.
Well, I mean, do you think people losing jobs on dialysis machine? Do you think people wind up on kidney and poking themselves with a needle? Do you think that's necessary?
I don't think it's necessary. I think those people are making poor decisions.
See, here's the thing, Sarah. The difference between you and us, one of the differences, is that we think it's if you've got a bad idea, that you need to convince people to stop doing that bad idea, rather than using the threat of violence, which is what the government ultimately is. Because I agree with you. I don't like drinking soda. For the most part, I don't do
it. I don't think you've had soda in years.
No, it hasn't been years, Mark. We have the ginger brews
every
now and
then. Ginger ale that you drink.
A few times a year, Mark, you and I will split a 12-ounce ginger brew.
Right. You'll drink about 6 ounces.
Yeah, and you'll drink the other six.
Right.
And, you know, this is because it's a treat, you know, every now and then.
Right.
But
you,
some people
you
go,
have one maybe quarterly or bimonthly. I have one probably weekly.
Yeah. So some people will go to the store every week and buy flats of soda. I've seen it. I've worked in Kmart. I know. You know, I've seen it happen. They'll load up a shopping cart full of soda cans and a liter bottles, and they drink it like it's their life's blood. And that is not good for people. It's not. And maybe indeed threatening people with a soda tax, in this case, by the way, Santa Fe, is going to want 2 cents per ounce tax on a soda.
So a 20-ounce soda that you buy at the store is going to have something like 40 cents worth of it in tax.
Yeah, you get a big gulp at 7-Eleven or Circle K or whatever, and that's a 64-ounce cup. Well, you're paying $1.30 in taxes.
It's going to cost more than tax.
It's going to triple its damn cost at the register.
I'm for it if they expand the roads and raise the speed limits.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. 855 450.
That's what the government does. It has the roads where
the
cars.
I have a few comments on this.
Yeah, please.
On this sugar thing. So, two things. It's double. It could be double taxation, and I'll explain that. And also money trail. So first off, double taxation. You're going to tax sugar, but yet the reason sugar is used so insanely in everything is because it is such a heavily subsidized. I think sugar is by
far corn sugar.
This isn't a sugar tax.
It's a sweetened drinks tax. So anything with corn syrup is going to be taxed.
So also beet. So when you look at a Mountain Dew and it says sugar on it, it's made from beet sugar. Beet sugar is genetically modified. It is, all Roundup ready, and it is insured by the farm. The farmers insure it with government subsidized insurance because really, how the crop insurance is really working right now.
Most sodas aren't made with sugar in the United States.
Yeah, it's sugar right on the ingredient, and then high fructose corn syrup.
Most of them don't have sugar in it.
Okay.
Most of them don't. If you get soda with sugar in it, there's a good chance it was bottled in Mexico.
Well, that would be cane
sugar. More coming
up
here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife,
It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you if you want to join us here. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work that we do here on the radio, talking about the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week live, then you can get behind the show for $5 a month. Or you can use Bitcoin. That's an option. When it comes to the Free Talk Live AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is, well, we appreciate your assistance in helping spread Free Talk Live. And the AMP program lets you help us do that. It allows you to get behind the show to where we can more effectively promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Just take a moment, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the AMP program there, what's the money spent on. We go through some of that, and all the detail is all there at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, PayPal, and as I said, Bitcoin, if you'd like to get signed up. You get perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is one of the only reasons I still use Facebook. And it's all there for you at $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So please, if you like the show and it's worth a cup of coffee every month to you, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. So I said there was some news, and I've actually been holding on to this for a while. You brought up the raid on the Free Talk Live studios, Mark, that happened now about 11 months ago.
I thought it was closer to 13 months ago.
No, it was March 21st.
Okay.
It's now April 26th.
And so that is 13 months.
Oh, you're right about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for catching me on that. Yeah, 13 months. Anyway.
The mind is an amazing thing. Like, you were certain that was 11 months. You're like 12
I was adding
minus
a month
one
to 10.
Is 11.
No, I was adding a month to 10 for some reason.
That's even better. Well, December does mean the 10th month.
This is how people screw up their Earth calculations, too. anyway, techdirt.com had an update, and this is actually a few months old. I've just been sitting on it.
Those flat Earth calculations were correct. I was looking them up.
They were.
In fact, yes, they were.
The dude said that the island should have been like 100 miles below his vision.
Not 100 miles, 100 more like 200 feet.
It should be like 168 inches.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, I think you miscalculated.
The Earth isn't on an incline. It's a sphere. I'm telling you, I looked it up.
Okay.
And I'm absolutely certain they're right. The fact is that he's wrong that he can see Catalina, or at least all of Catalina, from the shore of California.
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't know, man. I'm not a scientist.
I looked it all up.
So, anyway, going on here with TechDirt.com, this is the update on the FBI, which, as we mentioned before, they had taken over child pornography servers and forums on the darknet. They operated them for a period of weeks, as you said, Mark, becoming the world's largest and most prolific distributor of child pornography in that time frame. And then they proceeded to place a hacking tool on, like, 1,300 computers worldwide. They raided a bunch of different places, including this studio. They charged a lot of people. No one here has been charged, by the way. I think it's worth pointing that out, in 13 months. And in other places, they did find, you know, people with child pornography on their computer when they conducted the raids. They brought charges against those people. And now one of those people has had his charges dropped. How is that, you ask, when they found actual child pornography on his computer?
So they claim.
The FBI has decided to let one of their playpen defendants walk rather than turn over information on their network investigative technique. The NIT, deployed all over the world on the back of a single warrant obtained in Virginia, unmasked Tor users by dropping code on the playpen visitors' computers. Playpen was the name of the forum that they took over, that sent back IP addresses and other information about the user's computer to the FBI. The warrant itself has been ruled invalid by a number of judges presiding over these prosecutions, although not all of those judges have determined that the evidence should be suppressed. Some of the judges have said, yeah, that was an illegal warrant, but since you found something bad, we'll let it through. The FBI not only sent malware to site visitors, but it also ran the child porn website for 2 weeks while pursuing its investigation. The character in this particular case is Jay. I believe his first name is Jay. They just refer to him as Michaud. Jay Michaud Michaud's lawyer asked the court to force the FBI to hand over information about the NIT. This is what you do in a criminal trial, is you ask for discovery. And, you know, part of discovery is you're having the government provide all the evidence that they have against you. And part of the process of obtaining that evidence, you know, that whole process has to be documented. What did you do with the evidence that you found? Well, first we picked it up with tweezers. We put it in this bag. That Ziploc bag was then sealed. A number was written on it. It was handed to this guy. He put it in the van. There has to be this sort of chain of custody for the evidence. And so part of that chain of custody is, well, you know, what was it that you did to get this hacking tool, this NIT, on this person's computer in the first place? How did you do that, FBI?
And
because if the answer is we broke into his house and put it there, that's illegal. And if the answer is that, or in this case, that we hacked into his computer, well, it may not be illegal what they did. That's another question for another court to decide, and courts have sort of differed on that. But if they're not willing to say how they did it, then it should be thrown out. And that's what happened in this particular case. Judge Bryan, after an in-camera session, just by the way, the FBI countered the request, saying they wouldn't turn over the information about how they did this, even if the court ordered them to. They would go into contempt of court if the court ordered them to turn over this information. That's how much they want to protect whatever this process was. Judge Bryan, after an in-camera session with the agency, that means off the record, another room, agreed with the government that there was a law enforcement need to keep the details of the tool secret. But he also made it clear the government couldn't have both its secrecy and its evidence.
You know, if the FBI decided to not turn over their, whatever it is, this information, this hacking tool that they have to the court, as per ordered, I wonder if they would be treated the same way that reporters are often treated here in the United States.
Put in a cage.
They refuse to turn over sources. Would they be putting these FBI agents in a cage for, in some cases, as long as 2 years?
Probably not.
I don't think these government bureaucrats have the stones for this, frankly. I don't think they believe strongly enough I know reporters do because I've seen the evidence, but I don't think these agents have the stones to do this. I think they would give it up, and they'd be like, whatever, I give up, and get out. I'd like to see that because, well, frankly, in a nation of laws, that's how it would work.
So instead of, as he said here, the government could not have both its secrecy and the evidence, so therefore the judge ordered all evidence in the case suppressed. You won't turn over how you got this thing? I understand why you won't, the judge said. I've seen your reasons why.
What good is their...
scuttle the case.
What good is their hacking tool
if they can't use it?
They can't use it.
Well, they did use it, Mark, and they used it successfully to prosecute every single person who took a plea deal.
Ah. So basically, this just incentivizes people to take it to court.
Well, just a scattershot attack here on these people, many of whom may have been actual bad people who created child pornography. Others were probably just the consumers of it.
Which is an entirely different conversation about the morality of that is and what constitutes child pornography in a variety of
things. So we don't know who they got or whatever.
But I can tell you that there is there's another form of conviction, and that's the form of conviction that Free Talk Live currently bears in its community.
Fact that we were raided in the first place,
right.
You mean?
Like, at this point, it's been said that, we had some child pornography in here.
Oh, right? There's still people posting signs about it downtown, with my picture on it.
There is no conviction. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. Nothing has been presented to suggest that Free Talk Live or any of its co-hosts or anybody who's ever been in the studio or anything has had any kind of involvement with this. I'd like to know. This information would be very interesting. And, that basically what I believe this was all about, and until proven otherwise, this is where I've decided in my mind to go with this. I understand this is a conspiracy theory, but that's it. I do think conspiracies exist. My conspiracy theory is that the FBI was sick and tired, probably has somebody monitoring, radio shows that have a seditionist feel to them, and was sick of hearing about their unprofessional behavior surrounding the Oregon standoff, the fact that they were the number one distributor of child pornography in the world during the month of March in 2015, and, for me, hammering those things home. I, as the press, want to hold my government accountable. What does the government want to do? It wants to sneak in the middle of the night and spread lies.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.